1-877-634-1366 et en français, c'est le 1-866-763-4136. Il fait vraiment froid.
Merci.
It's very cold here.
The second annual National Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting on 29 stations across Canada. Brought to you from CQUT 90.3 FM and Le Groupe Communautaire L'Itinéraire. From the streets to the airwaves, call the toll-free number at 1-866-763-4136. Coast to coast, community radio resisting homelessness and poverty. From the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Montreal to Victoria, taking the airwaves to resist poverty and homelessness. Call 1-866-763-4136.
Street people are treated like scum of the earth. They're treated not as being human. You know, people look after animals better than they look after the street people, and this isn't right, and therefore this is why we're putting on this marathon, is to make an awareness and educate the people.
Broadcasting on CFCR 90.5, Community Radio Saskatoon, CJTR 91.3, Radius Communications Regina, in British Columbia, CJLY 90.5, Kootenai Co-op Radio, Nelson, CJSF 90.1, Simon Fraser, Campus Radio Society, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CFUR 88.7 FM, University of Northern British Columbia, Prince George, CJMP 90.1 FM in Powell River, CFUV, Victoria Student Community Radio. Broadcasting live from the streets of Montreal, from sunset and running all night long until sunrise. Call in with questions, comments, songs, poems, inspirations, and rants. Call toll free at 1-866-763-4136. Broadcasting live from the streets of Montreal, coast to coast, the National Homelessness Marathon. In Manitoba, CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Students Union. 95.9 FM, CKUW, Winnipeg. In Alberta, CJSR 88.5, First Alberta Campus Radio Association, Edmonton. CJSW, Calgary. National Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting on 29 stations across Canada. Brought to you from CKUT 90.3 FM and Le Groupe Communautaire L'Itinéraire. Call in with your questions, comments, songs, poems, inspirations, and rants. Call toll free at 1-866-763-4136. In New Brunswick, CHSR, University of New Brunswick, Fredericton, CHMA, Mount Allison University, Sackville, CFMH, 92.5 FM, Campus Radio St. John, in Newfoundland, CHMR, St. John's, in Nova Scotia, CKDU, 97.5, Dalhousie University, Halifax, Caper Radio, Sydney, Nova Scotia. The second annual National Homelessness Marathon. Call in with questions, comments, songs, poems, your inspirations, and rants. Call toll free at 1-866-763-4136. Coast to coast, community radio resisting homelessness and poverty.
We're seeing more and more people's out on the street and more people squatting buildings. But there's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal. All peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
In Quebec, CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, CHOQ FM, University of Quebec in Montreal, CISM 90.3 FM, Montreal, in Ontario. CHUO, 89.1 in Ottawa. CHRY, York University, Toronto. CKLU, 96.7 FM, Sudbury, Ontario. CFRC, 101.9, Radio Queens University, Kingston. CFRU, 93.3 FM, University of Guelph. CKLN, 88.1, Toronto. CFBU, 103.7, St. Catharines. CFIE, 106.5, Aboriginal Voices Radio, Toronto. You are listening to the second National Homelessness Marathon from coast to coast, broadcasting on 29 stations across Canada. Call in with questions, comments, songs, poems, inspirations, and rants about homelessness and poverty. Call now, 1-866-763-4136.
Street people are treated like scum of the earth. They're treated not as being human. You know, people look after animals better than they look after the street people, so this isn't right, and therefore this is why we're putting on this marathon, is to make an awareness and educate the people.
The second National Homelessness Marathon, brought to you live from the Café Sur la Rue in Montreal. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM and over 30 community stations across Canada. On the line with us now is Aza from CHSR Fredericton. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Just barely. Can you speak up a little bit? We've got a lot of people in the cafe, and it's a little bit difficult to hear you, so you're gonna have to shout and join in our exuberance.
No problem. I have no trouble shouting, and I actually wanted to give you all a shout-out of thank you, CKUT, for putting this thing together. It's awesome. I've been awake the whole night listening to it.
Thank you so much, so, CHSR, for being part of this national initiative. What is happening with the situation of homelessness in Fredericton?
Well, actually, what I wanted to talk about specifically, there's been a lot happening. Over here, what I'm doing at CHSR, I got a show called From the Margins, which is an anti-poverty radio show. It's about breaking stereotypes. It's about inviting people on who actually live in the day-to-day life, poverty, homelessness, as well as those people who are working every day to do something about it. So, one thing I really wanted to focus on is based on the last hour about addictions, there's a couple of people that I've had the pleasure of talking to, and they said some really interesting comments, actually. One of them was the director of the shelters here. And she mentioned that in talking about addictions, in talking about drug use of homeless people, people living in poverty, it's like, well, if you're really out there on the streets all day and you don't have access to any of the entertainment that people inside the buildings have access to, you know, you're not just going to want to eat, you're not just going to want to sleep, you're going to want to do something. And when you're really marginalized and pushed out, perhaps you had other problems in your past, who knows what happened, what kind of abuse you had to deal with. You're not on the streets for no reason at all. And, of course, you know, you might turn to drugs, but the thing is that if that is a means of coping, or if that is a means of entertainment, that's the only means of entertainment, should people really be blamed for that? That it's your fault for being on the street, why are you choosing to take drugs? As if maybe it's not so much of a choice. And she brought that up really well. I thought that was a really interesting point, like, well, wait a sec now, let me think of it from their perspective. Why don't I just, while I'm passing by and dropping some money off, let them make the choice of how they want to spend it, you know? And I thought that was a really good point. And as well, I talked to a young fellow earlier on, late in the summer, and he mentioned that, well, yeah, I'll admit it. Some of the money that I get, it does go to drugs. But really now, like he said, he mentioned this along the same lines. What else am I going to do with it? Am I just going to eat? And I thought they were really good points, and it's just something else to think about.
Thank you for that. We've got some people here in the cafe, many people joining us, staying with us all night as we broadcast until sunrise today, including a young man who's got a guitar, speaking of entertainment and life on the streets. I'm not sure if we can persuade him to come on the microphone, but we're hoping to have as many people here in Café Sur la Rue jump on the microphone. We invite all of you to come and give your perspectives on the disaster that's facing us. the number of homeless people on the streets in Montreal. It's a shame and an embarrassment, I think. Do you feel like sharing your thoughts? We just heard from Azza in Fredericton talking about the judgmentalism that sometimes accompanies people dropping a quarter into a cup of a youth with a guitar on the street. I see you with a guitar.
Kids come to Montreal for that. Kids come to Montreal for that. To
play in town.
Hello? No. Just because here's a pretty good place. Like, if you're on the street, this isn't a bad place to be. Like, there's pops, there's places that help. They give you free food. They make it real easy.
Azza, do you have any questions for what's your name?
Shane.
Shane.
Are you from Montreal or did you come here?
I've been here for a few years now.
Azza, do you have any questions for Shane? Azza, are you there? Fredericton, are you there? Okay, we'll get them back on the line in a second. I've got a couple of questions. You've been in Montreal for a couple of years, and have you spent time on the streets?
Yeah,
can you tell us a little bit about it?
What do you want to know?
How did you end up on the
street? My house burnt down.
How did you do? And you had to spend some nights without a roof?
Ah, well, I guess so. But I mean, to an extent, it's my choice, though. I mean,
couch surfing?
No, I'm not really much into that. I don't like to infringe on my friends. I prefer to sleep outside. Oh, no, I would make way less on the street if I play music.
Is there anybody else in the cafe? We've got a room full of people here. Many people have been... Many people have experienced homelessness or have been under threat in precarious situations because of the lack of affordable housing here in Montreal. Not just in Montreal, it's a problem throughout Canada. I believe we have someone on the line with us from Victoria, CFUV. Is Ted on the line?
Hi. Yeah, no longer with CFUV. I'm just kind of broken down, but hey, I've been listening all night, and there's a whole bunch of really neat things that I want to share with everybody. One is coming in from the States, you know, Jeremy Alderson, all that 7 years worth of work, was to talk about a luxury tax on excessive square footage. In Vancouver recently, there was some talk about building public housing, 900 square foot per person, right? That's, you know, it's like about the size of a dog kennel in a cheap motel. And anyways, that's what they're touting. That's what they can do for public housing. And I was thinking, you know, why don't we people try to force it onto a ballot initiative and get a luxury tax on excessive square footage? That is 900 square foot per person. Anybody exceeding that amount will start paying pennies per square foot, okay? There's another one, too, I thought was really cool, which was a official recognition from, you know, like city council or, you know, your government, your provincial governments or federal governments, is the value input into society made by people in poverty. You know, those friendly panhandlers, you know, they need a recognition a day of their own. what we really need to do, and in the States especially, they have a big problem right now getting drugs, you know, adequate medications. We really, really, really need to house the under-medicated. Those are people that are not taking their medications because it just fucks them up and makes them too screwed up and stuff like that. We really need to house those people first, okay, before anybody else, all right? I don't mind living in a tent and waiting several months. Also, what we need to do for the next year, we need to talk and we need to touch base with a tax man. You know, the tax man, right? Because a lot of people die and leave their properties to the state, and those properties should be going directly, you know, in to sell them and get me some decent housing out here in Victoria. It's really a drag. Media and addictions, okay? There was really quite a few things that, you know, jogged my mind. You know, one was everywhere in the whole world, they keep coming up with this job fairy myth. Okay, you know, the magic job fairy. It's like a tooth fairy. You leave your tooth under the pillow. Okay, you leave your resume under your pillow, and a job fairy somehow will take you off of welfare for people with disabilities and into the workforce. It will take you off the welfare rolls, regardless of whatever kind of mental, whatever problems you got, and we'll get you a job. A job will fix everything for people, won't it? I want to really, really, really stress as hard as I can. There is a very famous Canadian. We need to listen to what he said. Jaggy Singh. Jaggy, are you out there, buddy? We really need you to speak up. Capitalism is failing. It is failing. It is failing in great numbers. You take inflation, okay? That changes exponentially. If I'm earning $500 this month and inflation is 24%, how much do I need next month, next year, and next year after that, and the next year after that? And no wonder $500 a month in Canada doesn't even buy you poverty in Victoria. It doesn't even buy you poverty. But you know what? I got really bad news, a warning for all Canadians heading out here because we got such a nice climate. What a bunch of bullshit. Anyways, Canadians heading out here, BC government has instituted a two-year welfare limit. You can collect 2 years of welfare out of five.
Thank you, Ted. We've been listening to a call from Victoria, and I think we've got Azza back on the line from Fredericton. Azza, are you there? Azza, are you there? Okay, we don't quite have Azza back on the line. What we do have broadcasting for you, we're live, and we are taking calls 1-866-763-4136. 1-866-763-4136 is the number to call to get on the air here. We are 90.3 FM in Montreal, but you are also listening across the country, and we've got stations, 30 stations across the country who are participating in this marathon broadcast focusing on homelessness. A shout out to CJSR 88.5 in Edmonton, CJSW Calgary, CHMA Mount Allison, Sackville, New Brunswick, CFMH 92.5 Campus Radio in St. John. Any listeners from any of those or any of the other community stations across this country who are tuned in, feel free to call. We would love to have your perspective on homelessness. If you've experienced homelessness, if you've been threatened or feel moved in any way by the issues that we've been talking about since sunset yesterday and that we're going to continue talking about until sunrise this morning, give us a call, 1-866-763-4136. There's a young man in the Café Sur la Rue named Gordon. He's from Oshawa. He's been anxious to get on the microphone for a while and tell us a little bit about being homeless. Gordon, thanks for being with us here tonight. Tell me, how long have you been in Montreal?
I've been here almost a year now.
And what's your experience or what's your thought on homelessness?
Honestly, it sucks, but it is humbling to some people, like myself.
You've been homeless?
Yes, I am homeless right now as we speak.
How long have you been homeless?
The better part of 4 years on and off.
Is that a term that you use? Do you feel? Do you think of yourself, you know, I'm homeless?
Not really. I do have, like, safe havens and places I do go, like shelters, etc. But homeless as non-addressed. Like, I have no forwarding address, etc., etc.
Okay. And how did you find yourself in this situation?
Luck. All it was like, my stroke of bad luck. I took off from home and ended up on the streets and pretty much been here since.
How have you been coping?
I've been coping like a Mad Hatter, so to speak. Like, I just came over depression. I'm trying to build up and find myself a place to stay and hopefully get a job on a radio show like this.
Well, you're on the radio. You have the opportunity right now to talk to listeners tuned into over 30 stations across the country. What would you like to tell them about homelessness, or what would you like to tell them about? Did you get a chance? By chance, did you happen to hear Minister Bradshaw at the beginning of the program, Minister responsible for homelessness at the federal level?
Actually, no, I didn't. And even if I did get a chance, I bet you 2-1 I would not have agreed with him. Because even though politics does have a lot to do with homelessness, they don't realize that what we are about isn't just having lack of house, we're also a lifestyle in itself. Now, some of us who are homeless are trying to get off the streets, and there's not enough resources for us to get off the streets. But as far as my personal views, I don't know really what to say, except I'm humbled right now, but I'm trying to better myself. For those of you who may be like me, when I was a kid, I used to stay up late listening to the radio. If any kids out there that's thinking about running away from home as an option, I'll put it to you this way. Put up with your parents for a few more years until you're in college, and then you're gone. Simple as that. I should have done the same trick, but I didn't.
I just want to take a couple minutes to talk a little bit about what we're doing here and the studio that we've got set up. Gordon says he's interested in getting involved in radio. We've been training people in radio production and radio broadcasting skills all day today, and we're going to continue doing that until 7 in the morning. We're going to continue doing that 24/7 at CKUT. It's something we've been doing for years, and Gordon, you're welcome to get involved at CKUT. You're welcome to get involved tonight. I'll show you how to use that board right now. This broadcast has been put together with spit and string, blood, sweat, and tears, and just the dedication of people. Very little money has gone into bringing this broadcast to 30 stations across the country. Gordon, Gretchen King over here, taking a brief sit-down break, has been running around on her feet for the last several months getting this project together. This is the second time we've done this. We did the same thing last year when it was a lot colder, believe it or not. And I know there's people still warming up who've got serious chills from the. This is the first time we're broadcasting inside. We've spent all of the previous hours outside, and the only people inside involved in the broadcast were people at the board, people being trained as we go along, learning new skills of how to get the voice of the voiceless on the air, how to get people who have been marginalized, who've been ignored, who've been left without any access to the levers of power to change their own situation, and allowing them to speak for themselves. And CKUT isn't alone in this. We've got 30 other stations across the country involved in this endeavor, and we have a very important partner here in Café Sur La Rue, which does this every day as well. Around me are the... We've got the front covers of a number of different magazines, several editions of L'Itinéraire, which is an amazing magazine which is published by people involved with homeless people. A lot of the journalists themselves are homeless, sold by homeless people, and also the skills to put out that magazine operate in a very similar way to CKUT, training people who have fallen in bad luck, we might say, or might be victims of a social system that doesn't care about us and leaves us without the tools and without the resources that we need. So we take the resources and make them, we share them with each other, because we know how to share, even if others don't necessarily know how to share with us. We're going to share the lines with you, 1-866-763-4136, sharing your perspectives. We're sharing with you. We'd appreciate if you share with us. We have someone who has done a lot for the voiceless, done a lot for oppressed people in this country and elsewhere. I think on the line is a current Montrealer. Jaggy, are you on the line? Jaggy there? Jaggy might have lost him. Jaggy, if you can hear us, call back in. We had Jaggy Singh call in. We encourage anybody who's got a perspective about homelessness, perspective about affordable housing, perspective about how the lack of attention paid to the least powerful and the most disadvantaged in our society are being treated. Anybody with opinions about that, please give us a call, 1-866-763-4136. We'd love to have your voices. Or just come on down, Ontario and Amherst in downtown Montreal. Come on down to the Café Sur La Rue. You'll meet some amazing people. I'm surrounded by some really good people here. We've gotten an amazing... give yourselves a hand. I'd like especially to give a... Let's give a hand. We have the Food Liberation Army, which is feeding us some amazing... reclaimed and free food. They definitely deserve a hand for the Food Liberation Army. Like to thank the crew of the L'Itinéraire, who've been doing amazing work networking with the homeless activists around town, and of course our CKUT's technical people as well. So thanks to all those people. And Jaggy, are you there now? Still no. Jaggy. Okay. We're getting mixed messages about who we've got on the phone. How about here in the cafe? Is there anybody else who wants to jump on the mic and give an opinion? What's your name, sir?
Robert Brunet.
Robert, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bienvenue à la radio Sans Abri. Alors, le Sans Abri, ça veut dire quoi pour vous?
Écoutez, moi, je l'ai été que deux jours sans abri. Hein? Je veux dire, dans la rue. Quoique j'ai fait 5 mois à la maison du père, ça me donne le statut d'itinérant. Je veux dire, si la maison du père n'avait pas existé. Mais j'ai pas vécu dans la rue longtemps. Mais enfin, j'ai voulu parler pour un motif particulier.
Okay,
c'est quoi? À l'heure 6, il y avait un atelier qui portait sur le logement, la crise du logement. Et à la toute fin, l'animatrice demandait aux gens du panel si, qu'est-ce que concrètement le gouvernement pourrait faire ou les gens pourraient faire. Et malheureusement, c'était à la toute fin, les panélistes n'ont pas pu répondre. J'en ai une, moi, une idée. C'est qu'ici au Québec, il est permis de céder un bail. Mais ça n'est pas organisé. Moi, j'ai cherché du logement dans Hochelaga-Maisonneuve au mois de novembre dernier, au moment où je quittais la maison du père. Puis j'ai constaté qu'à l'époque, qu'entre un 3,5 occupé par quelqu'un que je connais, qui payait 360 $ par mois, le même 3,5 annoncé dans le journal était à 460 $ par mois. Et on sait bien que c'est à l'occasion, si le locataire qui quitte son logement remet le bail au propriétaire, qui lui le remet sur le marché, c'est à cette occasion-là que les propriétaires ajustent les prix, qu'ils aient le droit ou non. Il y a une façon de contourner ça, et c'est la cession de bail, c'est-à-dire que le locataire cède son bail à un nouveau locataire. C'est comme une sous-location. Le mot change, le résultat va être le même. Il y a un nouveau locataire qui va être dedans. Mais au prix du marché actuel, sans que le propriétaire puisse monter le loyer. Parce que ce n'est pas lui qui le met sur le marché, c'est un locataire qui le cède à un autre locataire. Et ça, c'est prévu au Code civil. C'est permis. Ça permet de maintenir le loyer bas. Et le propriétaire, lui, ne peut à peu près pas s'objecter à la cession de bail, sauf si le nouveau locataire est notoirement insolvable ou s'il est manifestement reconnu qu'il a de mauvais comportements. Alors, moi, je suis étonné que ça n'existe pas. C'est pas organisé. J'ai fait le tour des organismes à but non lucratif, moi, puis j'ai demandé la question. Connaissez-vous des locataires qui partent parce qu'ils s'achètent une maison, par exemple, et qui pourraient céder le bail à un autre? On me dit non, ça n'existe pas.
J'ai vu ici une personne avec une forte opinion de cette question, je pense. Ah oui. Je pense que oui. Andy, je pense que vous avez quelque chose à dire
regardless of the place and circumstances, when you listen to a show like this, 14-hour broadcast, I'm sure you will get the same feeling that I do right now, that this program was... produce especially for you, the listening audience, first of all, and surely of all the world's problems right now, none more fully reveals the heart and soul of the agonizing children's cries who crave for more than just water, or the chain gangs in the prisons expressing the tortured souls of these caged women and men dreaming of their freedoms. And I am talking about the very heart of an oppressed society, purified through suffering, and I feel the indestructible spirit of humans expressing and yearning to be free from poverty. Caillou, can you translate that in French?
On essaie de faire une émission bilingue, mais c'est pas toujours évident.
C'est pas évident, mais disons que l'émission a été créée pour les auditeurs, puis disons que avec tous les problèmes mondiaux qui se passent, c'est souvent difficile de regarder à travers notre propre société, mais notre propre société est très souffrante.
OK, merci pour ce commentaire. La question qui reste, le monsieur faisait une proposition des actes, les choses qu'on peut faire pour... Tu veux répondre à ça?
Mais je vais traduire un peu ce que monsieur disait tantôt à propos des locations. Si un logement est très dispendieux, un appartement, même les chambres qui sont rendues à 400 $ par mois, c'est sûr que ça amplifie l'itinérance. Sans le vouloir. Les prix, les hausses de loyer. Les hausses de loyer n'aident sûrement pas à quitter la rue. Alors, c'est pour ça qu'il y a de plus en plus d'itinérants. D'itinérants, je dirais, qui sont quand même. C'est qu'ils sont fonctionnels, T'sais, mais qu'on juge en général d'itinérance, mais on attend pour des loyers, puis les loyers sont trop dispendieux. Alors, ça entraîne des gens de plus en plus dans la rue.
Merci. Maybe we can get a bit more volume on the radio here. It's confusing to not actually hear your voice when you're speaking to a microphone. Anybody else wanna where's Stefan? Stefan was gonna present a panel.
Yeah, here.
Hey, I stole your table.